AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Big 3-hour program lined up today. Among our guests, Julian Edlow. On the NBA card tonight, Nigel Seeley, soccer, Pat Forty, college basketball, and Mike Palm, VP here at this great property, going to be in studio for a full hour coming up later on in the show, Pauly. But the NBA does make its return tonight after the All-Star break, and LeBron James will not be playing. The timetable here of this was interesting yesterday because on the show yesterday, we were kind of speculating he may or may not play, maybe leaning towards out, but we got to wait and see. And then later on in the afternoon yesterday, news came out that he was not present Wednesday with an excused absence. His plan was to meet the team in San Francisco. That was per the Lakers. And then I want to say probably 10 minutes after that, Shams tweeted out, now he's out. That's it. So yesterday when we were on the air, that number was Golden State 4.5. It's now 5.5. So at that point, when we were discussing the game, it's like, yeah, that's probably baked in a little bit. And clearly it was because LeBron would be worth more than 1 point to the number. But I think that number yesterday was telling you that certainly books were anticipating LeBron missing the action tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And Wendy was strong, too, on ESPN that he felt LeBron was going to miss the game. So that prop now, which we discussed yesterday, is off the board. And not only is he out tonight, he might miss the game Friday in San Antonio and the game Sunday in Phoenix. There's no telling now with the treatment if he comes back. So
That's wild.
It is wild, yeah. And also, they could be stuck as the 9 or the 10 seed now, too, if this guy misses time. So their issues on the road, well documented all year. They're 6 games under 500. It's unfortunate because it's a great matchup, and this was an unbelievable game the first time these teams met. The double overtime thriller when LeBron had 36-20 and 12 in that win. They still have 3 meetings left against Golden State, 2 after this, obviously. But this is, yeah, what that prop means now when he will get the 40,000th point. And the Lakers look like they're just going to be in this play-in game. Another thing I found interesting is ESPN BPI projections have Golden State the 8 seed. Because we love to play the schedule game here. But Golden State has won 8 of 10. And their schedule is so easy the rest of the way that also spells doom for the Lakers. That the Lakers are going to have an uphill battle, and there's a good chance the Lakers are playing a win-or-go-home, win-or-the-season's-over with that 9-10 game based on the projections with the BPI. And I would have to agree with them in the fact that even Golden State could sneak into the 6th seed.
Yeah. So when we ran down that prop, that was available at a couple of different sports books across the country yesterday.
Yeah.
It was, which game will LeBron score point number 40,000 in the regular season during his career? And we ran down the whole schedule, pointed out how many back-to-backs there were. This week is not easy, regardless of if he's going to be playing or not playing, like he's not going to be playing tonight. But a back-to-back today and tomorrow, then a game again on Sunday against the Suns, certainly not an easy way for the Lakers to begin this post-All-Star break run here. And I was able to grab plus 750. That's the best number I could find. I think you said that it was 10 to 1 maybe at DraftKings. But I was able to get down on at plus 750. He'll break it during that Kings game, which is on March 11th or later.
Yeah, good bet.
And that was just basically speculating that he was going to maybe be out tonight or miss, you know, one of these games tonight or tomorrow night.
Now, we've talked about this many times. You're paying a tax. Maybe it's too high now. Because it always seems when a superstar is out that the team rallies. Maybe it's the opponent takes them lightly.
I think so, yeah.
And so that's still a lot of points. But, you know, this is an 8-2 run for Golden State, and it should be 9-1. While we were on vacation, they blew a 14-point fourth-quarter lead at home to the Clippers, and Kawhi didn't play.
That's right.
I mean, you turn your head, you look up, what happened? And the Clippers have the lead, and they came back to win that game. So the great performance to close the All-Star break in Utah as well when Klay went off. So at least there's hope here for the Warriors that they've started to turn this around. And then the Kuminga futures as well. But I just don't understand how you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis in your 17th in offensive efficiency.
I don't get
it. You can point the finger at the others and some of the moves they made. And Hachimura's played well the last couple games. But this team should not be 17th in offensive efficiency. No way, no how. And that's why they're going to be relegated in that 7, 8, 9, or 10 seed spot.
I mean, I'm looking at all the teams right now on the standings ahead of Golden State and the Lakers. There isn't a single piece of chopped liver ahead of them. All those teams are legit.
Yeah.
Right? And imagine when, like tonight, Sabonis, he's doubtful the latest that I've seen in this Kings game against the Spurs. So we'll keep an eye on that. Like, are the Mavericks ever going to be at full strength this season? Are they ever going to get to that point? Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Pelicans.
Right.
And we're seeing it already tonight again with the Suns. Bradley Beal questionable at best to get in their game against the Mavericks. So if these teams could ever get to full strength,
right?
Good luck to the Lakers and the Warriors.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, about the schedule game, which we touched on yesterday. But Phoenix, most difficult schedule the rest of the way.
I think they're going to they could slide.
Sure they could.
That's my candidate for a team that could come back a little bit here.
Yeah, I'd love to see Phoenix and Dallas in the play-in game. Dallas is playing well, but still, they have defensive issues, and you also, they've won six in a row, but you have to consider the opponents, who they've gone against. And again, the BPI projects Lakers 9, Sacramento 10, because Sacramento's got a brutal schedule the rest of the way. And it's hard to get a read on the Kings, who lost at home to Detroit, and then bounced back and blew out Denver two nights later. So, they're just projections, but based on the schedule and the numbers, they're saying Golden State the 8, the Lakers the 9, Sacramento the 10. They give Minnesota a 64% chance to get the 1 seed.
Oh, that's strong.
And the Clippers a 40% chance to get the 2. Denver, 44% to get the 4 seed now. That's big. I'd love to see that, how that plays out. I think
what do they have OKC?
40% chance to get the 3 seed. But they have the easiest schedule out of all those teams, right?
They do.
So we're in love with the Clippers, and rightfully so, but they have a tough schedule as well. And then you never know with load management if someone tweaks an ankle, what have you. But that's just going to be wild to see how this plays out in the West. But it's great to have it back, and it's also a dynamite card as well.
Oh, it's a terrific card tonight.
Now, the other thing, too, the Knicks got some bad news. I mean, the Randle injury was supposed to be 2 to 3 weeks. This is 3 weeks now.
Yep.
So they don't think he has to have surgery, but maybe he's not back till April. OG's out till the middle of March.
That's no good.
Robinson's back in March. You do get Hartenstein and DiVincenzo back.
Yeah, they're both on track to play tonight. But
how many beats can you take here? Because this team was going to be a force to be reckoned with if healthy. But now you don't know about Randle, and you still got to wait a couple weeks on OG, so I guess you can kiss the 2 seed goodbye.
Well, and here's the problem with that, though, too. Like, how much time are these guys going to, once they get back,
sure,
right? How much time are they going to have to play with each other before the playoffs start?
Yep.
Not a lot. It's going to be like, okay, guys, throw the basketball out there. Let's see if we can make it work.
Well, that'll be okay. They were playing well before all these injuries. It's just, that dislocated shoulder's not his shooting shoulder, but that's a pain tolerance thing as well.
Is.
And if someone bumps you hard, I guess the damage that could do, but their fingers crossed he doesn't need surgery, but who knows when he's coming back.
Now, I believe I saw the opener last night. The Knicks were -1, but because of all this news now, that has flipped and the Sixers are now favored at home. But
hard to get a read on them,
the
too.
The Sixers team, the way that they're trending, too, it's kind of stay away from me.
Right. And they were not playing good ball. There were some ugly losses. But then they went to Cleveland and won as a 10-point dog before the All-Star break. So there I would look, to me, it'd be Philly or pass.
Yeah.
We could see a lot of points in that game as well. And then you have, you got Dallas against, Phoenix. And this is refreshing. Again, these teams can't stand one another.
Well, this
is,
again, what you need to keep an eye on tonight. Mavericks are 2.5-point favorites. Total is up there, 245. Mm-hmm. So Booker and Luka, they absolutely hate each other. Booker's last game against Dallas, he had 46. He was 17-23 from the floor. That was the catalyst for a three-game stretch where Booker scored 46, 62, and then 44 in back-to-back-to-back games. Crazy. Luka on Christmas against the Suns, he had 50 and 15 assists. He was 15 of 25 from the floor, and he had 8 threes. In the game that Booker had 46, Luka had 34, 8, and 9. So I know it's chalky, but like, and we've said this all going all the way back to that Christmas card, this is all about, to me, like Luka and Booker props whenever they play.
Yeah.
They're going to be juiced to the gills, but
yep,
something to consider. And we get to see Gordon Hayward make his debut with OKC, Thunder Lane 2, totaled now. This was actually the opener, I think, 2 days ago, was 239.5 in this game. That's down to 236.5 now tonight. This is a really good game.
It is. Yeah. Short line, though, too. But the Clippers' power rating is so high. This is a tough one. Cause for concern with how the Clippers played against Minnesota? I mean, and that particular matchup is what I'm saying. The T-Wolves frustrated them and ran them out of their own building.
I would say that that's the, to me, that's the what we talked about yesterday, how difficult it is sometimes to figure out Minnesota. They might lose on a Tuesday night at home to Charlotte.
Right, right. But it comes down to matchups.
And then they blow out the best teams. Look at that. I mean,
yep.
They beat the Celtics at home in overtime the first time they played. And then they went and they had that impossible return match to Boston on a back-to-back when their flight didn't get there till the afternoon. And the T-Wolves probably should have won that game as well. Like, against the best teams in the league, they're phenomenal. But I wouldn't say, no, I mean, I want to still let the Clippers play a bunch of games together, right, when they're all out there on the court at the same time.
Yeah.
By the way, under the radar tonight, Magic at Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think that's too many points as well.
Could be.
A little concerned with how the Cavs played going into the break. They were so hot. They had won 17 of 18. As I mentioned, they lost at home as a 10-point favorite to Philly and then had to life and death to beat the Bulls the next game.
Yeah.
And they were laying 10 points in that game. I think they won. It was a close game. They pulled out late, too. So,
well, the Philly game was an awkward one.
Yeah.
Especially the way the Sixers were playing at the time. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap college hoops from last night and some deep analysis on a random game on the schedule. But keep in mind, all tickets pay the same.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Looking for a betting edge, college hoops? VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get the best bet. Email every pick, every host, every guest, 24/7 video access, the upcoming College Hoops betting guide, bracket breakdowns, full access to the betting splits for every game, VSiN.com/pro. Subscribe today, VSiN.com/pro.
Great job by the NBA. I think they were maybe a little fortunate with some of the games that landed like they are tonight. For example, like the OKC Clippers game, just a random matchup, a non-divisional matchup here, but both teams are, you know, right there in the mix potentially for the one seed. That's a great game. to begin the, I guess the back end of the season tonight. Knicks Sixers, very important game on the schedule. Knicks catching one tonight at Philly. Are they going to get Embiid back with enough time where they can actually get it together going into the playoffs? Or is this going to be a lost season for Philadelphia?
I don't know. I can't answer that. That with his, and then if he comes back, how long can he get on the floor in terms of, because you know the injury's coming too, or he's just going to miss a game, and that happened last year as well. That's a tough one. In the West, there's three tiers. You have Minnesota, OKC, and the Clippers. The fight for the one seed, as we've talked about the last couple of days. Denver probably isn't going to be in the 3-4 range. Although, you know, you can't completely dismiss them and count them out. Although the schedule games there is key. And they're three behind Minnesota. And Minnesota also has a tiebreaker. Although they've only met once and Minnesota buried them. Then you got Phoenix, New Orleans, Dallas. That 5-6-7 range, and Julian making the case for Dallas to win the division. And then, even though they have 23 losses, but you can put Sacramento in that L.A. With Golden State in L.A. as well, because Sacramento's schedule is so difficult. And it's just the Lakers have a battle on their hands because LeBron could miss the next couple games and their schedule and six games under 500 on the road. So it appears that we're going to have L.A. in that 9-10 range. They know that's going to happen because Houston and Utah taking a step back. And then Sacramento looking at maybe the 9 or 10 as well because their schedule is so difficult the rest of the way as well. So that's where your three tiers here with the West. We know our 10 playoff teams or 10 teams that are going to be fighting this out playing and playoffs, it appears now.
Yeah, it looks like the Jazz now are fading away quickly.
Yep. And with those two losses at home to Golden State, that was tough.
Yep.
But it looks like we're set with our 10 teams, but we got the three tiers now in the West. And the BPI is fascinating with ESPN that they project Golden State the 8, then the Lakers, then Sacramento, and Golden State with an easy schedule the rest of the way, and they've won 8 of 10.
Golden State has the 6th easiest schedule, OKC the 7th, and Denver has the 8th easiest schedule overall. I wonder how much importance that team is putting on home court advantage in the playoffs, because a lot of times, like a championship team, as they age a little bit, not that Denver is, you know, getting ancient in front of our eyes, but eventually that will catch up with them down the road. And they look at it and say, well, just get us in the playoffs. We're going to be fine. Home field or home court doesn't matter. But Denver's home court is awesome. And last year, I mean, well, they went on that was a mission of mercy last year in the playoffs anyway. And they took out teams in a body bag. Doesn't matter really where they played. But maybe they just, with this schedule, we're talking about other teams, and it's not like the Nuggets have a meat grinder to go through. It's one of the easiest in the entire league.
Yep.
And they are sitting there three games out of the one seed right now.
Right. Okay. OKC schedule's very easy. But do they have enough where they can pull this off? And certainly Minnesota has a doable schedule. But, do you trust them? You know, you're right. They look great, and other times they have bad losses, and can they hold off Denver and win that division and get the one seed too? And then the Clippers. I mean, what are the Clippers thinking about this? Is it health and get these guys ready? That's the whole thing. George and Kawhi always getting hurt. And maybe it could be their year. But it's also not a great home court advantage because of the lack of Clipper fans. And it's not a tough place to play either. But certainly they have a tough schedule the rest of the way. And I did play under... I played under 56.5 wins, adjusted win total on the Clippers. Because I think that's a big ask when you look, even though they're playing so well at that schedule with what's left and how they're going to treat this, and who knows who's going to get the 1, the 2, and the 3.
Okay, so they have 29 games left on the schedule for the regular season.
Yeah, you're talking about 21-8, 22?
Yeah, that's asking a bit much.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a pretty good that. Because to me, again, what you said makes a lot of sense, right? Not a great home court. And if you could, you know, pull these players into a room and ask them, hey, what's more important? Do you want home court or do you want to be fresh for the playoffs? I think every single player on the team is going to say, yeah, man, we get it. We've been around for a long time. We just want to be as close to 100% as possible. It doesn't matter where we play these games. So I don't, that would be one team where it's like the one seed really does, it's not the biggest deal for them. Minnesota's young. This is a great turnaround from last year. It did not work in year one under Rudy Gobert, and now this year has been a complete revelation.
Well, you could see shenanigans, though, too, as well. I mean, this is, I mean, yeah, you want to get the one seed, but then you could be looking at Golden's, be looking at Steph Curry or LeBron James in the first round matchup, too. So I do like Dallas tonight, though. They've won six in a row. I know people are saying, look at the opponents, although they did bury OKC in one of those games. But Dallas has been hot and taking on Phoenix, and looks like no Beal tonight. But it's, again, we talk about this all the time. It's refreshing. They can't stand one another. The Luka Booker hatred and sky high total as well. Great way to open up on TNT. And then we close with the Lakers and the Warriors, although it's unfortunate LeBron's out. Who knows when he comes back? Perfect timing. We talked about that prop yesterday. He could miss the game tomorrow. He's out tonight. He could miss the game Sunday against Phoenix. They have three meetings left, two after this one tonight. The Lakers won the first one in Golden State. And again, this Golden State won 8 of 10. Could be 9 of 10. You lost that 14-point lead at home against the Clippers when Kawhi didn't play. And Warriors also playing good ball, too. So you're getting carried away here, though, with 6, 5.5. But then again, you always see a team, usually they bring a lot to the table, and you have a good showing even when a superstar's out. We see it time and time again in the NBA.
So the Lakers have, you're right, three left with Golden State. They have two left with the Bucks, two left with the Wolves. They have one each against OKC, the Cavaliers, the Clippers, and the Nuggets. They have some powerhouse teams on the schedule left. And this is why, I mean, but the team with the number one most difficult schedule in the NBA, and it's quite frankly not even close.
Yeah.
It's Phoenix, Paulie. They have two left against the Celtics, the Wolves, the Thunder, the Cavaliers, the Clippers, and the Nuggets. What's a price on the Suns to be in the play-in game? I got to look that up.
Yeah, that could happen.
That's the team that I have circled.
Yep.
And I think that, I mean, look at it again tonight. Bradley Beal questionable. Are we going to go on a stretch here in the final 25-plus games where those three, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant are going to play like in 18 out of those games? It's highly unlikely at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't get healthy combined. It's a very difficult schedule. They haven't been great. I mean, I know they're the 5 seed. In terms of covering numbers, they're one of the worst teams in the entire NBA. But if they're a big enough number to maybe drop back a couple of spots here and be in the play-in game, I could get invested in that.
I agree with you on that one. Yep. Another one, too. What is it? Washington's lost 9 in a row. They're getting 15.5 in Denver. I think they're going to have the worst record when it's all said
and
done, not Detroit.
So do I.
Detroit has 8 wins. So after there were some trades, Detroit was saying, okay, now it's a better locker room, what happened. But, I mean, what Poole's out there just getting exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the horrible performances he's had. And then Kuzma could have gone to Dallas. But those were interesting comments. Well, I want to play on a championship contender. Well, you could have went to the Mavs. He goes, I said championship contender. That was interesting. But he stays put with Washington. This team is just awful, and they can't get any stops. So Denver could pretty much name their score tonight in this one. And I think when it's all said and done, Detroit will have more wins than Washington. And then also speaking—
I found a play-in price for
what
the
do you
Suns.
Have? Yep.
Yeah, it's minus 105.
Not bad. No? You want to do better than that?
I was hoping for some plus money on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that schedule is a bear, what you talked about.
Yeah.
And then they're so close with these other teams as well. And then you have the Magic and Cavs game. Cavs lane 6.5 against Orlando. Orlando, a great story. See if the Cavs can get the 2 seed. And it was a tough 2-game stretch there before the break when they lost as a 10-point favorite to the Sixers and then had to hang on for dear life to beat the Bulls. But they got through that easy stretch of that schedule, which is why we took them 8-1 to win the division. Now they're minus 360. Not that easy coming up, though. So now you're getting guys back and you're getting healthy. That's a tough stretch to start in March, and we'll see if they can hang on and get past the Bucks here. With they have the tiebreaker, too. So it's essentially what we're looking at, a 5-game lead now over the Bucks with the tiebreaker, and the Bucks 3-7 under Doc Rivers.
Other injuries to watch tonight: Domantas Sabonis, illness. Yep. He's doubtful for the game for the Kings. Brandon Ingram, uncertain. And LaMelo Ball ruled out tonight for the Hornets in their game against the Jazz. Up next, college basketball, Pat Forty. I know they lost last night, but you want a game coming up on Saturday? How about Kentucky and Alabama? I don't. What's that total going to open up for that game on Saturday?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.